Hello and welcome. This file is called The Little Monkey or Your Other Brain, and it is going to give you a cog for the rest of the day. Of course, it doesn't just give you the hardware, it will also give you the software, the little monkey that screeches in the back of your mind and tells you to stick your cog into any hole you can find. So, will you stay in control? Or will your cog begin to think for you? Now, if this is experience you like to make, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep. 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2 meter thick steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. It's losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception, as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully in a wonderful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for a new experience. After listening to this file, you will find that you are going to have a cock, and it is going to sink for you for the rest of the day. Now, before we begin, I am going to make sure that you will always be safe, because if at any point during this experience becomes negative or too much for any reasons, or if anything unexpected happens and you need to be in your normal frame of mind, you will find that you will automatically and instantly revert back to your normal self, so that you're able to deal with the situation at hand. And that's right, your own subconscious mind will always keep you safe. And if for whatever reason the need arises to revert back to your normal self, you will be able to instantly and automatically just do so, so that you will always be safe, and so that this is going to be a wonderful and positive experience for you. And that's right. And because you know that you will always be safe, because you know that you will always revert back if anything unexpected happens, it will be even easier to deeply immerse yourself in this experience and really allow yourself to vividly experience it. That's right. Now, before we begin, let's talk a little bit about what it really means to have a cock. Because that's exactly the experience you are going to make. And I want you to be prepared. Because nature gives you the entire package. It's not just the hardware, the cock. It's also the software, the mental programming that comes with it. And this programming is, of course, that you want to spread your seed. That's a strategy that keeps the species going. Of course, this programming doesn't apply as much in a civilized world we are living. And yet, it's still there. Now the thing you have to understand is that this is happening in the oldest parts of our brain, deep down in our lizard brain. And maybe you've experienced how these deeply buried impulses can easily overcome all our abstract thoughts and override all our civilization. Just think about what someone who's really hungry would do. Or maybe how someone runs into a burning house to save someone, even though it's almost suicidal. These instincts are very deeply buried in our brain, and when they are triggered, they override all our abstract thinking, and it's incredibly hard to consciously fight against these instincts. And spreading your seed so that the species survives is one of those instincts. And so you begin to see that if you have a cock, it's not a question if your cock is trying to think for you. The real question is, are you able to stay in control? Are you able to consciously override your cock time and time again? Or if you're in the right kind of environment with the right kind of stimulation, it even can become a continuous effort. You have to continuously fight against your urges, against those deeply buried instincts. And just imagine it. There's this analogy that the lust of a man is like a chattering little monkey that's always screeching in your ear and telling you to fuck. And just imagine it. Having a part of your brain screaming at you, just like this little monkey that can only think of one thing. And especially with the right stimulation, it's going completely crazy. That's right. Just imagine it. Because that's exactly what you are going to experience for the rest of the day. That's right. And right now, it's time to put you into exactly that situation. Time to give you the experience how it feels to have a cock and to have this little screeching monkey in the back of your mind. A little monkey that tells you to stick that cock into every hole you see. And I'm really curious how much or how little self-control you're going to have. Now, before we put this screeching monkey into your mind, before we give you the software, let's start with the hardware. As the hardware, as feeling your cock isn't really the key experience in this file, I leave it up to you how vividly you want to feel your cock. And you can either decide to just know that you have a cock, or you can decide to vividly feel your cock, to experience it. And if you want to experience your cock, just feel it right now. Feel it between your legs. Feel your package. Feel your balls hanging there, heavy and full. Feel your cock, heavy cock, hanging between your legs. You feel its weight. You feel its length. You feel its size. And you feel how sensitive it is. That's right. It's so incredibly sensitive. And you know that even the slightest touch, even feeling it brushing up against your legs or your pants when you're walking, will stimulate you sexually and will make the little monkey in your mind even louder. And you feel your balls. They're so heavy, heavy with seed. And just knowing how full they are stimulate this natural desire to spread your seed, to keep the species alive, is reinforcing the power the little monkey has over you. Just feel it. Feel your cock. Feel your balls. Feel them vividly. And know they're going to be there for the rest of the day. And they're going to be incredibly sensitive and heavy, and your balls are full, and your cock is sensitive, and every step, every brushing against your legs and your pants will stimulate you, will give the monkey more power over you as you become more aroused. And naturally, you know that arousal inhibits logical thought, no matter what genitals you happen to have. So that's going to happen to you anyway. The new thing is that you will have this screeching monkey that will suddenly get louder. That's right. Every little bit of arousal will instantly empower the monkey, will make this voice in the back of your mind, this urge, louder, more intense, more in control. And you know how deep hunger or thirst overrides your self-control. And now that you have the hardware, now that you know that you have a cock for the rest of the day, now it's time to talk about the software, time to talk about that little monkey in the back of your mind. That's right. Now, we already talked about these deep instincts, how deep hunger or thirst can override our behavior, how motherly instincts can override all civilization, how someone just freezes in fear and is unable to do anything. These low instincts in the primitive parts of our brain aren't just incredibly powerful. These parts of our brain are literally between our higher brain functions and our body. And if they decide something, our higher brain functions are simply isolated from it. And the natural desire to use your cock, to spread your seed, to keep the species going, is one of those. And for the rest of the day, you're going to experience it. That's right. And this little monkey is going to be triggered by every woman you see, because that's the natural biological target. Of course, the little monkey is mostly focused on finding a hole to fuck. So depending on how you tick, you might find yourself also be triggered by men. That's right. And beyond that, you're going to find that the loudness and the power of your little monkey mostly depends on two factors. Now the first factor is that the more aroused you are, the more power your little monkey has over you, the louder these voices in your mind, the louder the desire to just stuff your cock into any hole you can find is going to be. The second factor is the attractiveness of the partners you see. Of course, every hole will do, and the monkey is primarily concerned about finding a hole, finding any hole. But the more attractive a potential partner is, the louder your little monkey is going to be, the more it's going to screech and jump around in your head, the more you feel even more lust and arousal flooding your body and making the monkey even louder. That's right. Everyone attractive you see will give your monkey more power, will make these urges and desires even stronger. Now just imagine it with me. Just imagine. Say you're out and about, and you're seeing a really attractive woman, and you instantly have this desire to fuck her. Just imagine it. Imagine instantly flooding your mind, instantly intoxicating you with pleasure, instantly making you so aroused, instantly making it almost impossible to think about anything else. That's right. And that's exactly what's going to happen to you. Every potential partner, everyone attractive, will instantly trigger you, will cause the little monkey to screech and jump around in your mind, will give you this deep craving, this overwhelming need to fuck. That's right. And of course, with every second you're around them, it's going to grow stronger. The little monkey is growing louder. It's jumping around more forcefully in the back of your mind. It's overwhelming your mind, your thoughts. You want to fuck. You can feel your cock beginning to sink for you. You hear the monkey screeching. You feel the desire, the need, the burning desire that intoxicates your thoughts, that melts all your logical thoughts. The screeching little monkey that pummels against your self-control, an onslaught against your self-control. And with every minute, with every second, it's growing louder as long as you're around any potential hole, because you know you have a cock. And having a cock, you have the biological programming to stick it into any hole you can find. It's just the way it works. That's why you have a cock, and you have the programming in your mind, and you are going to hear this monkey for the rest of your day. No matter what you do, it will always be there. And whenever you see anyone attractive, you will feel it. As a matter of fact, you're probably going to feel it anytime you see any potential sexual partner. That's right. You have this deprogramming, this programming to spread your seed as much as you can. And this deprogramming is going to drive you for the rest of the day. And you understand how deep in your brain it is and how hard it is going to be to fight it, to constantly stay in control, fighting really hard to never act on these desires, to never show these desires, to hide them and stay in control. And that's simply the way it is going to be for the rest of the day. You will feel the monkey in the back of your mind. You will know that you have a cock, and that the cock comes with the biological programming to stick it into any hole you can find. And this biological programming is going to drive you for the rest of the day. And if you're not careful, it's going to control you. Your cock is going to think for you. And once it takes control, once you lose control to your cock thinking for you, it's almost impossible to get back control. So you better be very careful. That's right. And I'm really curious how you're going to experience the rest of the day. How are you going to experience having a cock that is constantly doing its best to think for you? Having a little monkey in the back of your mind that tells you to fuck any hole you can find. And when you go to bed tonight, all the suggestions will disappear from your mind. You will be able to remember everything you experienced having a cock and having a cock thinking for you, but all the suggestions will dissolve as you sleep, and when you wake up in the morning, you will be completely back to your normal self, having had a wonderful experience and a new insight. And now it's time to wake you back up. I'm going to count you up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 0, going a little bit deeper. Know you have a cock. Know this programming is in your mind for the rest of the day, unless there's an emergency. 1, slowly coming back. 2, as you wake up with every number. 3, waking up, coming back. 4, feeling so good, so wonderful. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next moment, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, so stretch yourself. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.